Friends, the shadows of old become substance in the present. Let's talk type and anti-types today. Have I got your interest? Well, stay tuned with us at International Gospel Hour, and let's go.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. In a world of challenges, we need God's Word to help us face those challenges. Thank you for joining us in this period of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie, of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. Let's listen now. Here's Jeff.
Well, greetings to all of you once again. Thank you for being with us for our broadcast from the International Gospel Hour. We also appreciate our Jay Webb and his kind introductions to our program, and we're grateful, and we will hear from Jay throughout our broadcast. The biblical study of typology is quite interesting, friends. The shadows of things to come, as noted in Colossians 2, and the like figure of baptism in 1 Peter 3, prompt one to see the beauty of truth from God the Father. Through our biblical article presentation today, we want to introduce the thought of typology, or types and anti-types, then we want to look at an application. Now, our biblical article broadcast is where I present well-written, but most importantly, biblically-based articles for our study. We will begin in just a moment, but first, our Jay Webb.
Have you downloaded the International Gospel Hour app for your iPhone or Android? Go to the App Store for iPhones and Google Play for your Android, search International Gospel Hour, and download our app free. Our app allows access to our website, social media, podcast, our YouTube channel, and other resources. Please download the International Gospel Hour app today. It's free.
Let's consider the study Types and Anti-Types, written by Bill Haywood, as we turn back the clock to the Eastern Kentucky Beacon publication, the winter of 1988. Type and anti-types, what are they all about? This subject often seems to be fogging the minds of many Christians. Is it a discussion better left to the theologians? Is it something to talk about but really unimportant? To these two questions, we boldly say no. This is a study that is for every child of God because it can enrich and deepen our faith. An understanding of types and anti-types will lead us to a greater appreciation for God's scheme of redemption. Throughout redemptive history, Christ, the Church, and the Christian system were being revealed and explained through types. These types and shadows were a benefit to the people living under the Old Covenant, but they are of immensely more value to us who live under the covenant of Christ. In this article, we will define the meaning of types and anti-types and discuss their use in Scripture. Let's begin with types. There are a couple of New Testament passages that may help to shed light on this concept. In Colossians 2, 16 and 17, "Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holy day, or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ." Notice that Paul referred to these Old Testament activities as a shadow of things to come. The same idea is echoed in Hebrews 10, verse 1. "For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things." There were certain things that occurred in the Old Testament that were a faint picture of things to come. These are called types. Now, the word type is not found in the King James Version, but the idea is present and comes from the Greek word tupos, T-U-P-O-S. In Romans 5:14, we find that Adam is a tupos, or type, of Christ. Keep in mind that a type is a mere shadow or faint outline picture of something pertaining to the future. Robert Milligan, Scheme of Redemption, page 69. Adam is not a perfect likeness of Christ, but is a type of Christ. Now, let's define anti-types. I believe that Milligan defines the concept of anti-types well. He says the word anti-type denotes the substance or that which is prefigured by the type. It simply means the original pattern or model according to all or to which all types were constructed. Again, that's Robert Milligan, Scheme of Redemption, page 69. Likewise, the word type, the word antitype, is not found in the King James Version, but the idea is certainly present. It comes from the Greek word antitupos. Here it is. In 1 Peter 3:21, we read, "The like figure, or the antitype, whereunto even baptism does also now save us." The antitype is the original pattern. Which came first, the type or the antitype? You may be familiar with the context of 1 Peter 3:20 and 21. Verse 20 says, "Noah and his family were saved by water." The universal flood was a picture or a type of New Testament baptism. The flood is not an exact representation, but there are certain things about it that teach us about the nature of New Testament baptism. It is interesting to remember that the antitype is the original pattern. In other words, New Testament baptism was the original pattern and the flood was a copy of it. This may seem odd at first because we are used to the original preceding the copy. The original is supposed to come before the copy. With types and antitypes, the type, or the copy, is on the scene before the antitype, the original, is on the scene. Now, how can this be? Consider the direction of the Hebrews chapter 8. The first four verses speak of the earthly priesthood, the earthly tabernacle, and the earthly sacrifices. In verse 5 we read, "...who serve unto the example, or copy, and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For, see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount." The fact is that the original pattern did come first. It came first in the mind of God. Before the universal flood was a reality, New Testament baptism was the pattern in the mind of God from which the flood would be copied. Let's think about many types and antitypes, as there are many types in the Old Testament that can be very useful in helping us understand God's eternal plan. There are several which are a type of Christ: Adam, Melchizedek, Moses, the Paschal Lamb, the Rock in the Wilderness, and the Brazen Serpent, to name a few. There are other types. For example, the Tabernacle and Jerusalem are types of the Church. Each of these types serve as physical pictures to help us understand something about the spiritual nature of Christianity. Dear friends, let's make certain we use this with care. When is something a type or an antitype? Well, we must be careful. It is easy and even tempting to push the idea of types and antitype beyond the bounds of Scripture. In a lecture on this subject, the late Brother David Farr made the following point. Types are stated or implied. They are not a mere resemblance or illustration. The children of Israel crossing the Red Sea is a type of baptism, 1 Corinthians 10:1 and 2. On the other hand, Naaman is an illustration of baptism, not a type. The point may seem unimportant, however, consider the error that some promote in claiming that circumcision is a type of infant baptism. Well, as students of God's holy word, we must never be sloppy in our study. We must always be careful to be faithful to the book. Types and antitypes is a great study. It gives us a foundation for understanding the new covenant. It validates the inspiration of the Scriptures, and of most of all, it draws us closer to the Lord who died for us. Now, friends, with that in mind, let's flow into another article. We'll look at this in a partial way of a type and how this works, and it was mentioned in the article by Brother Haywood. Now we go to Adam and Christ by Paul Vaughan. Let's look at some highlights of this article. A study of typology is both fascinating and faith-building. A type is a prophetic picture that foreshadows something called the antitype. The antitype is always greater than the type. This article will be limited to a study of Adam as a prophetic picture or type of Christ. There are a good number of points of comparison between Adam and Christ. From this article, Brother Vaughan, and due to our time restraint, will highlight just a little. For example, Here is a point of comparison between Adam and Christ, which is quite prominent. That is the way they both came into the world. Now, Adam and Christ both came into the world as a result of biological miracles. But, dear friends, we would understand the most important one who redeemed man was Christ. Here is another one in Genesis chapter 2. God opened Adam's side and removed a rib so Adam could have a wife, Genesis 2, 18 through 23. But while on the cross, Jesus' blood was shed and his side was opened to purchase the church, the bride of Christ, John 19, Acts 20, 28, and Ephesians 5, 23 through 27. The side of Adam being opened to have a bride was a type to the anti-type of Christ's side being opened to have a bride on the cross. Now, dear friends, this is just a sample of the type and anti-type, and we appreciate Brother Haywood and Brother Vaughn, and this is a study we will pursue again at another broadcast. But now, we want to pause, and since we're having this as our biblical article broadcast, we're always delighted to talk about our friends at the Gospel Gleaner. We've got a free publication coming up to you, a free subscription. Here is our J-Web.
We at International Gospel Hour are honored to offer the Gospel Gleaner, a free publication. For over 30 years, the Gospel Gleaner has presented sound biblical studies, published quarterly 4 times a year. Again, subscriptions are always free. Just go to gospelgleaner.com and sign up for either the mail or email version. Be sure to post in the comments blank you heard it from the International Gospel Hour. Now, let's continue our studies.
Well, friends, we hope our broadcast has been profitable for you today. You can download the International Gospel Hour app for your iPhone or Android. You get a free subscription from the Gospel Gleaner if you contact those good people. And we will also share with you the articles that we shared today on types and anti-types. If you'd like to look at this a little further, then just reach out to us through our website, internationalgospelhour.com. Leave us a message through the contact tab and send us the information and we'll send that to you. But for now, I've got to run. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, as always, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. May this study prompt your search of God's Word for His will in your life. To assist you in your study or to listen to other programs, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com. To God be the glory.